Health officials have confirmed that a baby in Texas has died of swine flu, the H1N1 flu strain, making it the first confirmed death outside Mexico from a virus which health officials fear could cause a pandemic. So far, most of the 91 U.S. cases of swine flu have been mild, but the number of states reporting confirmed cases has doubled overnight to 10. Rear Admiral Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control testified Wednesday before a Senate committee.
We do expect increases in the number of cases, the number of states that are affected, and the severity of illness.
Texas health officials were quick to point out that the 23-month-old who died was Mexican and was in the United States for medical treatment. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
Our goal is to make sure that the country is prepared, that we respond with alacrity and with efficiency to the current outbreak.
Nearly a week has passed since the threat emerged in Mexico, where up to 159 people have died, and various U.S. government agencies are taking precautions to guard the U.S. against the possible spread of the virus. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
The government has already begun shipping the medications and other personal supplies from the stockpile to states. States with confirmed cases are a priority as the resources are distributed.
The World Health Organization said it might raise its pandemic alert level to phase 5, the second highest, if the H1N1 flu strain continues to spread globally. John Decker, Reuters.